A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. KSL News Time is now 6 o'clock. Welcome to Friday. It's July 30th. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now downtown, we have rain and 66 degrees.
And the wet roads affecting the drive, causing crashes. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
We begin the hour looking at some breaking news we're watching as fire crews make their way up on the hills above the Capitol right now in Salt Lake City in what looks like a new brush fire. Remember, we had a lot of lightning this morning. Mm-hmm. May have been caused by that. We're working to get information. There has been a lot of lightning, but we do not know if lightning was the cause of this one.
School starts next month around Utah, but there are still a lot up in the air for parents and teachers waiting on official COVID protocols again.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with more. Mary?
So, Tim, I just checked the latest case counts on coronavirus.utah.gov, and COVID numbers are still extremely low for children in Utah, and they have been low for the last year and a half. But depending on where you live, your school experience could again be very different this fall. Local health departments are setting the guidance, and districts in Salt Lake County and Utah County told their parents they're still waiting on that guidance. But the Washington County superintendent told the St. George News, after talking to their health department, they will not have masks or testing or quarantining. State law prohibits school districts from mandating masks. The governor says he won't change that. Several school districts have set up separate online schools to give parents that option. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Pediatricians say kids going back to school need the COVID vaccine, but it's not the only one. KSL News Radio's Dan Bamas says they're reminding parents to get all of the shots.
During the pandemic, fewer kids have been getting regular immunizations for things like polio, measles, and chickenpox. Dr. Neil Davis with Intermountain Healthcare tells KSL TV's Ali Davis now would be a great time to take care of that, and the COVID shot should be top of the list.
If we get the vaccine now, you can get that second dose in 3 weeks, and you're off to a really good start for the school year.
Doctors say it's safe to get the other shots at the same time as the COVID vaccine. An earlier recommendation to wait after COVID has been changed. Dan Bamas, KSL News Radio.
A new report finds the American public not only had to deal with shutdowns associated with the pandemic, they were defrauded at record numbers. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly has the details.
The Consumer Federation of America says state and local agencies fielded a deluge of complaints in 2020 over price gouging and COVID-related scams. The survey found residents in rural areas were particularly hard hit by predatory lending practices when buying cars or appliances. Regulators say they were able to recover $263 million for people, but a majority of complaints were unresolved. Defective merchandise, failure to deliver, illegal evictions were among the top issues where consumers were taken for a ride. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. The CDC is expected to release evidence today behind its recent decision to ask Americans to once again mask up in COVID hotspots.
In a somber address, President Biden appealing to the unvaccinated, telling them to quickly get the shot as the Delta variant rapidly drives new COVID infections nationwide. The president also encouraging states to offer $100 to people who get the jab and a new requirement for millions of federal employees to be vaccinated or face strict COVID rules.
ABC's Faith Abube says CDC internal documents obtained by the Washington Post warned the war has changed, saying the Delta variant is spreading very quickly and it's potentially more dangerous than previous strains of the virus.
KSL's top national stories this hour. The CDC, of course, we were talking about that on KSL News Radio, and we continue to cover all stories about the virus and in sports. Time for a KSL Olympic update. American backstroker Ryan Murphy is publicly voicing concerns over doping at the Olympics after losing two races to Russian swimmers. Murphy told reporters doping remains a huge problem in the sport of swimming, and he can't say for sure that all the races have been clean.
I think the thing that's frustrating is that you can't answer that question with 100% certainty, and I think over the years, that's kind of come out.
Murphy says this is a situation that needs to be looked at.
We're hearing this morning from the parents of U.S. gymnast Suni Lee, who wowed the world with her gold medal performance in the gymnastics all around.
The word proud, it's understatement. There's no word that can describe it.
John Lee says his daughter not only represents the U.S., but the Hmong people who left southwestern China seeking more freedoms and later relocated to the U.S. following the Vietnam War. Suni is the first Hmong American gymnast to qualify for the Olympics.
It's the weather now with Kristen Van Dyke. Flash floods could be a risk through the weekend.
We still have a good dose of monsoonal moisture across the whole state, which means as thunderstorms develop again this afternoon and they're slow movers, we could be looking at more potentially heavy rainfall and more urban and flash flooding during the afternoon and evening hours today.
Kristen says the wet weather will stick with us through Monday.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.